This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Part of the challenge of bringing autonomy to agriculture is the fact that each crop has slightly different needs. To mitigate this risk, Pika, an autonomous electric aircraft company that specializes in spraying, started in the banana industry, where CEO Michael Norsha says spraying is frequent and consistent.
They're sprayed year-round, so 50 sprays per year. And so that really helps with that issue. You know, we have to map out a plantation once, and then we're able to amortize all of the time, sort of, you know, mapping it out, doing risk assessments, et cetera, over the next 50 sprays.
Norsha and his team started deploying models in Latin America, knowing they'd be well-supported since banana production is a valuable contributor to the local economy.
You know, crop spraying, it's a big part of growing anything, but bananas, it's like a quarter of the whole operation is dealing with the chemical applications. So that was a really important element to it. The other one, too, is the regulatory aspects of these aircraft are phenomenally daunting. And so it's really important for us to have backing from the government to try and help push these programs through. So the banana growing regions of the world, you know, a single banana producer might represent 1-2% of the country's GDP.
Norsha hopes to expand their automation to tailor to more crops in Brazil and then eventually the United States. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.